In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Have you ever noticed how the Church, our Holy Mother, likes to play games with us, just like a mother would play with her children? In Passiontide, she plays hide-and-seek with us, covering all of our statues in purple so that we have to think and find them, the lives of the saints and all of that. She also plays with us all during Lent with all the stational saints. She wants to play a guessing game here, not hide and seek, but a guessing game, to see if you can find the tie-in, the connection between the stational saint and the text of the Mass of each day in Lent. Have you thought about it today? Today's stational church is the four holy martyrs. They were brothers, and they refused to offer sacrifice to an idol. And for that reason, they were scourged to death under Diocletian, that awful emperor. Well, there are two connections here with the gospel. The gospel speaks about the temple, and the holy martyrs of today's stational church refused to violate the purity of the temple of their soul by offering sacrifice to a false god. Secondly, an interesting connection, the scourge. Well, our saints of today were scourged to death for not adoring a false god. Our Lord in today's gospel makes a little scourge, and he drives out the money changers from the temple, and he casts out all of the sheep and the oxen, and it tells the one selling the doves to leave as well. So that's a little bit of the connection in today's stational church and gospel. But we notice, speaking of these temples that our Lord speaks of in today's gospel, God's temples are always violated, aren't they? We look back to the Jewish temple, the synagogue, and we see how not once but twice in our Lord's lifetime he had to drive out the money changers from the temple. This is the second time we've read this gospel in Lent, because it actually did happen twice. And so he drove out the money changers because he said, "You have made my Father's house a den of thieves." Today, he says, it's not a den of thieves, but a place of business. So it's a little bit different. So it was violated there. Also, even today, with the Vatican II Church, all of his one-time Catholic temples have been violated. The Novus Ordo has come and taken all of our churches. There's no more Mass in those temples dedicated to God, but the enemy has come and violated it by the worship of, you might almost say, false gods, false worship. And also, the temple is only a figure of a more important temple, the temple of our soul. It is truly, our soul is like a little church dedicated to Almighty God. It truly is a place where our Lord lives, the Blessed Trinity. All three persons live in our soul. It is a place dedicated to God by our baptism. It is to be given over to no one but Him. There must be no idols set up there. Now, the idol in a spiritual sense is a sin. Any kind of sin that we are attached to. It could be laziness and sloth. It could be gluttony. It could be anger or vanity. We're worried about what people think of us. And it leads us to commit other, worse sins. These are the idols that we set up to defile the temple of our soul. They must be taken down and smashed on the ground, so that there might be room there in our temple for God. Our Lord in today's gospel was, you might almost say, doing a sort of spring cleaning. And that's really the purpose of Lent too, isn't it? It's important to remember, Lent always comes around the beginning of spring, when most people begin their spring cleaning of their homes, and they do the cleaning of all the little places in their house where they don't usually clean throughout the year. So they do a very good, thorough cleaning. And that's what Lent is. It's a cleaning of the soul. We sweep out every little nook and cranny of our soul. All of those hidden sins that we don't really think about, that we don't really notice the rest of the year, now we have to clean them out. That's the purpose of our giving up candy, and for the adults, the fasting. It's not so much just to suffer. It's so that we get rid of things that don't belong in our soul, so that now there's more room for God in His own holy temple. So think of that. And remember that when every sacrifice that you do helps to clean, sweep, vacuum out the corners, and throw out all the junk, so that now there's room for our Lord to dwell in His holy temple. So ask the four holy martyrs, whose stational church we honor today, to help you never to adore the idols of your sins, but always to get rid of them and make room for the one true God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.